from KQED.
Today is the deadline for PG&E to hand over a mountain of records to state regulators on another controversial question: what the utility knows about its natural gas pipeline network in the wake of the pipeline explosion last September in San Bruno. Tara Seiler has more.
For months, PG&E has been hunting down records for its pipelines, when they were built, where they were built, and how they were built. The effort involves more than a million documents.
I think what we've got here is a situation where on an emergency basis, PG&E has had to do 50 years of record catch-up, and you can imagine how that looks.
Paul Clannon, executive director of the California Public Utilities Commission, says his agency wants detailed records to justify operational pressures for the pipelines. But Clannon says,
based on the summary information that we get from PG&E right away, we will immediately consider whether we need to take any immediate steps, and I mean in hours and days after we get the information.
Clannon says the CPUC may quickly order pipeline pressure reductions. He says some pipelines may need multiple tests and some may need to be replaced altogether. PG&E concedes it doesn't have all the records the commission wants. PG&E Vice President Kirk Johnson.
In terms of our system, the number is probably between 20% and 30% of our system we will not be able to find the pressure test reports for.
Johnson says that's because such testing was not required of older pipelines. But it looks like that's about to change. All this testing will be expensive, and it's still up in the air who will foot the bill. For the California Report, I'm Tara Seiler.